This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You have to consider the context of the team. I think if you have a passing game where you have playmakers who can consistently produce explosive plays, you don't really need that special running back who can turn a 4-yard gain into a 25-yard gain, right? But if you don't have those guys, and Buffalo has kind of been struggling to find that guy, you saw that with the trade for Amari Cooper, that which didn't really work out, although he gave you a couple of splash plays when he first got there. I think you have to consider it. I think you have to consider maybe overpaying a running back who can turn those 4-yard gains into 25-yard gains.
Steven Ruiz, recently a visitor to our morning show here on WGR, talking about what we were talking about during the last segment, paying James Cook and what that has to end up looking like. Christian Benford, these players are not about to be free agents. They have finished their third years in the league. None of them, well, Rousseau is a first-round pick, but he's into the fifth-year option. He's on a different timeline. But these four guys from the same draft class here are all through 3 years. Benford, James Cook, Khalil Shakir, and Terrell Bernard. And so you can do extensions with all of them now that they're through 3 years, heading into the walk years of their deals. Benford has to be, to me, like, that's a player you cannot afford to lose. I love all these guys have their roles on the team, and they're all important to me to varying degrees. Like, Benford is, to me, the guy you just – I don't know what I've got at the other corner with Douglas being a free agent. I'm not real interested in – going down that road at this point, so I'm going to need a replacement, probably from the, you know, mid-tier of free agency or the draft. I don't know. But Benford's due a deal, and the price is just going to keep going up. His estimated annual average value at SpotTrack right now, have you looked at this?
It can't be great.
$23 million Oof. A year. Is the estimate. This is, you know, we talked to Mike Jannetty last week on Wednesday about a lot of things. I think we got into Benford. This is one of my favorite features of the SpotTrack website, is the market value on each individual player. 4-year, $91 million contract.
Yeah. I get it. I think Benford's a fantastic player. He's in the Patrick Surtain conversation? I don't think so. Like, in these contracts, statistics will matter, mm-hmm. I think, a lot. And, you know, he doesn't really have the big interception numbers. The advanced stats love him, mm-hmm. especially in the zone. But even man, like, I think if you're thinking about this extension, it's probably got to be closer to, like, 20. And I think if you're going to try to get him in a number that's palatable, it's got to be this offseason.
Right. It's only going to go up.
Got to be.
I would expect it would only go up next year. So
yeah.
That's a part of the motivation here. Do you want to – here, I mentioned this cool facet of this SpotTrack website. They have his current contract listed here. And sorry, I got to do this old man thing with my glasses.
You got to count
so
zeros.
Glasses are. I can't see the screen as well. They're anyway. His current contract, his average salary was $963,569. So $963,000. You know where that ranks among NFL players currently in the league?
Just all players or just his position?
All players.
1,000th.
1,272. He is the 1,272nd highest paid player. He's the 143rd paid corner. You want to talk about a value contract. Like that is an all-time banger.
Yeah.
Sixth round pick. I mean, that's how you land there. You draft a guy in the sixth round, that tempers the rookie contract. You get production that's at the level that you're getting out of Benford, and it's like one of the greatest values you're ever going to see. That's over. Because he arrived this year, and whether they put it off or not, whether they get it to down to 20 or it goes at this, you know, calculated market rate according to SpotTrack. It's you know, he's going to be one of the highest paid corners in the league. So is he Patrick Surtain? Is he a defensive player of the year candidate? No, of course he's not. But his turn is up, and he plays one of the most valuable positions in the sport.
It's becoming even more valuable as well.
And that's it. Like, you're going to get paid. So now's the time to do it, I suppose. I mean, just like I said about Cook, they don't have to. They don't have a gun to their head on any of these. They have the year to fiddle with. But, you know, you get that much closer to the open market. You know, I would think a guy, once you get into next season, you'd be pretty tempted to just go to market and see what's out there.
Man, I have to really elevate the conversation about CB2 as maybe being the most interesting storyline of this year. And obviously, defensive line, what you do with Vaughn, some of these other, I think I might have to elevate what they're going to do opposite of Christian Benford. Isolating the contract extension aside, I don't see a scenario where Rasul Douglas is back. Even unless it's a really low number, he goes to the free agent market, doesn't like what he sees, Bills bring him back for a year and do the dance they did with Levi.
Like Levi Wallace.
Levi Wallace.
Yeah.
Like, and they do that dance, couple of 1 year, same thing with Dane Cook.
Dane Jackson.
Dane Jackson. Is you played the little 1 year contract here. But even so, I wouldn't really love them running back Douglas as their starter.
I think they should be trying to get better there.
Yes.
I think he slipped
and
this
younger.
Year. Right. Yeah. Younger. Sure. I mean, that goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
The plays just weren't there. And more often, whether it was his fault or not, I feel like he was at the scene of a lot of plays where guys were looking at each other this year.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, again, it might have been.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the safety's fault every time.
Lost the foot
but
speed.
Just like, oh.
He was never that like super athletic, super fast.
Instincts.
They just were so good.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, yeah. I do wonder how you juggle, because if you're going to extend Benford, what's the conversation? You're not going to have two corners making 20-something and 18-something.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
That's why I said you're like mid-tier or even lower in free agency. Like you're in the Levi Wallace market.
Yeah.
I think, right? You're like passable
starter.
And I think they
got to start drafting more of them.
Yeah. Boy, this is where the Elam pick really comes home to roost.
It absolutely kills him.
Kills him. God! Because I want to mix up my coverages. I want to be able to play more man. Oh, guess what? We drafted a guy 3 years ago that is more of a man player than a zone player. But we can't really put him on the field.
Can't play.
It's so tough. So tough. Let's squeeze Sean in here before we hit another commercial timeout. Sean, thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
How's it going, Bulldog? How's it going, Nate? Hope you guys are having a good day.
Thanks. You hope you too are. Good, you are
good.
Too.
I wouldn't want to make this sound so matter of fact, but I mean, maybe I don't have my facts right or whatever, but if Cook's asking for like 15, and even just to say we got him down to 12, and Russo's on his fifth year, doesn't that equivalent to about what Myles Garrett is going to make per year if we sign him?
No, it would. That's about, yeah, I mean, you're talking about paying Garrett, if you were to acquire him, $35 million a year, and these two players on the fifth-year option, I think Rousseau's at 13. You're not quite there.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
it's close. And if you re-sign Rousseau, then you're into $20-25 million a year for Rousseau. So then you're there.
Okay. So that being said, I don't want to be negative towards Benford because he's an awesome player. I love the guy, and I agree we got value for him for as long as we could. But if you're telling me on the open market this guy's going to get, or his spot track number is like 23 million a year, he played in our system, which was mostly zone coverage for the last few years. I understand he was a man corner, but I don't know his stats like right off the top of my head how good he was in man this year. But I mean, all of those big contracts for corners are all reserved for awesome man coverage players. Sertan, even in the past, Jalen Ramsey, Darrell Revis, like they're all man cover corners. So I don't know that I'm willing to risk $23 million hoping Benford can rekindle man coverage after a couple years or something like that, because he hasn't really played in that type of system here. So that was my only
I get it. It's a valid point. I mean, I think what you might be doing is overreacting to the idea of them mixing things up. Like Benford works in their system and they're still going to play plenty of their system. I think what you heard and maybe saw through the playoffs and into the Super Bowl is that they need to have a pivot available and be ready to do that. And that's where, to me, a replacement for Douglas probably comes in. Benford's value to me is borderline irrefutably. He matters to their scheme and he fits what they want to do, and he's their number one guy. He gets paid. That's
they it. They ran more man coverage this year than at any point in Sean McDermott's time here in Buffalo. They brought in a defensive coordinator as a senior assistant whose specialty is blitzing and man. They are going to run more man. The reason that they were able to run man the highest rate that they have in Sean McDermott's time here is because Christian Benford was able to run man and be a man corner as good as they've had since Sean McDermott's been here. So I think he's like fifth in EPA per play given up in the league in man coverage last year, and he's top 10 in zone. He is the guy that don't throw to, so the stats
paid.
Aren't.
Yep.
Yes, he's. Right. And I get where Sean's point is. Sean's thinking, I've got to try to find these. You're doing what presumably Brandon Bean's doing. It's like, where the hell do I find the value in all this? And what you can't do is say, we're going to play this game with Christian Benford. We're going to wait. We'll you know, tag him or whatever and tag him again and do that limbo with him. But you're going to end up spending more money on the cap that season than doing it right now before he ascends into, which we're all assuming he is. He's 25. This is not a guy at 27. He's an older guy. He's young. He, again, I mean, the value they've been able to extract the last couple years makes sense.
He's absolutely a guy you pay.
He might be the most important guy you pay.
Yeah.
You cannot, I'll tell you this. You could create a hole at safety. You could create a hole at middle linebacker and feel like you could get past it. I know everybody's mind just goes to McDermott's the corner whisperer. I don't need great players at corner. They would disagree because they've had a corner that they have paid or spent a first-round pick on in every – the first pick that Sean McDermott was here for was Tre'Davious White. You could tell me that they're really good at fixing and but it all is predicated about having at least one guy that's your shutdown guy, and we can get away with someone, you know, we can get away with Levi Wallace. We could get away with Rasul Douglas. We can get away with, you know, Dane Jackson because we've got a shutdown number one, a great slot, and great safeties behind him. They don't have the great safeties right now. Your slot's starting to age. This is, you got to lock in the guy that makes the other stuff work.
Thanks for the call, Sean. Appreciate it very much. 803-0550 is the number. Still time for you if you want to get in before we hit the top of the hour. Nate Geary in for Mike. I am the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.